The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode is brought to you by our premium content, which you can find at rockfin.com, rokfin.com/redpillthemales. And of course, most of our subscribers are at patreon.com/redpillthemales. We have so many show ideas. We even want to get into gaming. RPT Studios now has its own YouTube. We're trying to bring y'all, because I don't only like to talk about politics. It's just something I do a couple hours, you know, out the week. And of course, I pay attention to it, but we want to bring so much more value, and it's going to take a village. It requires you guys doing what, Rob?
Being a part of the TIA, which is at the Mile Intelligence Agency, joining the Discord, joining the Patreon, joining the community, joining the newsletter. That one's free. A lot of people join the newsletter and then they make their ways to premium content or a live show or something they didn't know Chingo did. That way we can build out the network that we have in our heads. That way when we talk about la cultura or culture, we can create a culture that's not this sissified, soft, let's complain about everything.
Yeah. So, hey, join the movement. Join the momentum. We're coming, baby. Be on the right side of history. A la madre. That sounded very dramatic. But hey, we appreciate you guys. Thank you for growing out the studios, RPT Studios, a lot more shows, a lot more content. And you can support directly at patreon.com/redpillthemales or rockfin.com/redpillthemales. Ladies and gentlemen, gather around, We coming in hot. What's up, DJ, producer, Big Ryan?
What it do?
It's your boy Chingo Bling, bruh. Today we only recording one episode. So y'all about to get all the energy. After this, I got a gang of shit to do. But today, I really ain't did shit besides take my babies to a swim class, you know.
Do you get in there with him?
First of all, bro, you hogging up all the lights.
Well, look, you're overexposed.
But I look good.
Yeah, you look good. So I was trying to figure out the angles of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like a light engineer. You bouncing the lights.
Had to. Yeah, the ceiling and the fucking, yeah.
Yeah, using the ceiling as a bounce board.
That's right.
But today is, what day does this drop?
Friday the 5th.
5 August, year of our Lord, 2022. Episode number 206, RPT, season number 16.
Yeah.
Wow.
16.
That's amazing, bro. And things are getting very interesting. The podcast set, I wanted to decorate with the come and take it flag and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe even the yellow one, give me liberty. Yeah. Don't tread on me. But now we're going to be considered domestic terrorists, insurrectionists, seditionists, if you have that.
True.
That's a new thing. Did you hear about the FBI leaks?
Oh, no.
You haven't heard. You want to look up the domestic terrorist guidelines.
Oh, no.
If you mention Ashley Babbitt, if you post the Betsy Ross flag, basically, you can't have a Punisher skull sticker on your truck. They coming for y'all, bro.
Y'all, you mean us?
Motherfucker, yes.
You
me.
Mean us. You?
Y'all, but first I want to say y'all, so that the listener could be like, what? They coming for me? Well, you betting I had no Punisher sticker on your Chevrolet. You better drive that electric vehicle and eat your caterpillars when we say.
Like a rock.
You gonna own nothing and gonna be happy. Yes, sir. I can't wait until we get this regime out of here.
Yeah.
Because, bro, what else can we do? They're passing bullshit policies. The IRS about to be digging all up in your fucking mix.
You see how much they've increased their force, the IRS force?
I don't know how much they've increased it, but the purpose is to dig into the nooks and crannies of the middle class.
Yes.
That's what happens when you worship government.
Give these people some good news. Tell them they're coming to town somewhere.
Legalize freedom. That's the anthem. Motherfucker, I do not apologize. If you might get triggered, do not even come to my Legalize Freedom tour. Next stop, Phoenix, Arizona. August 17th, San Jose, California. August 24th, Chicago. August 31st, Brea. September 14th, Oxnard. September 15th, Austin. September 28th, San Antonio. September 29th through October 2nd, Salt Lake City, Utah. October 7th, and then TI Weekend, the first annual TI Gathering. It might be some feds mixed in because they want to see what we're talking about. Las Vegas, Nevada, October 8th through the 9th. Y'all know what's going down. The itinerary is coming. There might be a brunch day. There might be a pre-party. There might be an after party.
This message will self-destruct.
This message. Gonna hit your ear hole and then self-destruct. We end the tour in Addison, Texas, DF Dub, November 4th through the 6th. And I'm talking to a production team about producing or co-producing and helping film my next hour.
Fantastic.
So the next special, everything I'm touring with now, I want to put it in the can. I want to record it. I want to figure out how we're going to get it out there. Houston, Texas, I am a free agent. Live Nation, holla at your boy. We do not have a venue for Houston at the moment. My hometown.
Yet.
For sure. Subscribe to Red Pill Thermometer. Shout out to everybody that is joining us on Rockfin. It's like the Netflix of podcasts. ROKFIN.com/ Red Pill Thermometer. Shout out to the podcast godfather, Sam Tripoli, for getting us in over there. I think XG has a show over there, I believe.
Yeah, Eddie Bravo, obviously.
Eddie Bravo, Jamie Kennedy, Jimmy Dore. I think maybe Jim Brewer might be over there.
And also maybe Mad Flavor. Joey Diaz.
Okay, no shit.
Yeah.
Has he moved to Rockfin?
Not yet. Okay. Rumblings of it have been mentioned.
See, man, we in good company, bro.
That's great company.
We in real good company. So, rockfin.com/ Red Pill Thermometer. When you sign up to our page, you get access to all of their pages.
And if you want to go direct to the OG agent, patreon.com/ Red Pill Thermometer is where you get access to the Discord, which is the big perk there. Join the community. Join the other lunatics that are in there. May or may not go into yesterday's fucking shithole of a thread in one of the channels, but we're gonna keep it light.
Was it the general chat?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just caught the end of it. Well, I just started because I checked the Discord convo periodically, and I caught the part where everybody was like, "Hey, y'all, we just gotta chill, bro." It was like two brothers were wrestling. It's like somebody hit somebody's button. Like you said that one word. Or you joked with them that one way.
Yep.
Because we roast each other all day.
All day.
But everybody got that one. Like, if you see, y'all can make fun of my toenail. Y'all can make fun of that rash I had. It was not Harambe. You know, we were calling it Harambe, but it wasn't really Harambe. Y'all can roast me all y'all want. My beard don't connect over here on the right side. Some of y'all say I got white Tino privilege and I'm white adjacent.
Others say
white,
you need
white proximity.
Somebody earlier said, where's the Chingo ear fund? The hearing aid
my
fund?
My hearing aid, just here. She be roasting my right ear. I think there's probably a big ball of wax or something. So I got to get my toenail pulled out. There's a lot of stuff going on. And it's okay to roast me. It's just sometimes some folks got that one little thing.
Yeah.
Like, do not.
Don't even dare.
Whatever you
don't
do.
Don't whisper it.
Whatever you do, you know, don't say that. It's like, it just reminded me of, like, you know, you on a school bus in high school and shit. All right, dog, chill, hey, fool.
Yep.
We ain't talking about mamas, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're kidding around. I don't even know your mom. Hey, bro, don't talk about moms, bro.
Dude, it'll turn into that. Did you see that video? And then we'll get into stories at O'Reilly's Auto Part.
The lady got shot?
She got shot.
What was the reason?
She said something about her mama. She said something about the employee's mama, and that at the same time she was also beating her ass. So the customer had her by the hair, was going to town on her, and then lets her go. The employee gets up, goes behind the counter, and bah, bah. And then the dude's like, "Can I get my battery? And get the fuck out of here, RJ. Let's get the fuck out of here. Get the battery."
So how you feel about it?
That's okay. Well,
break it down from the beginning. Who was in the wrong?
Who was in the wrong? Well, the customer...
Take him to court, Rob.
Where the video started, the customer had the employee by the hair and was beating the shit out of him. If we rewind 30 seconds, we can maybe see a little bit more context. But I think the argument is, had the employee had the gun on them and just been like, pow, pow, is another thing. But after they let you go, they turn their back, and then you go get a gun, that employee's fucked.
Oh, really? That's what people were saying?
For sure.
It gets real tricky on defending yourself these days.
Especially with depending on the state.
A lot of y'all were rooting for the downfall of Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, so
y'all didn't know that little Kyle was just something that was in the way. They were going to make an example out of him. They were really going after self-defense. They were going after you, y'all listening. They were going after your ability to have options.
Yeah.
For example, Martin Luther Cream, a.k.a. Talcum X, a.k.a. Sean King, who is a very anti-gun person. He's Mr. Anti-Gun. So, Corleone Noir, right? Second Amendment advocate. He, like, went off on a video on Sean King, because New York Post, the Washington Examiner, a bunch of papers basically put on display how there was receipts, right? There's receipts of Sean King using 40 racks from his political activist committee.
His donation.
Yeah, his donation money. And he went and spent his grift money how he wanted. He went and got him a $40,000 dog. Eventually got rid of it because it was too hyper or something. But he had posted all that, like, on Instagram. Like, hey, new member of the family. I forget the dog's name, but it was a big-ass mastiff or some trained-ass German shepherd. But the hypocrisy is he posted on Instagram, hey, man, y'all trying to go off on me because I got this $40,000 dog. Well, guess what? It's hard for me to own a gun in New Jersey and the way the gun laws are in New York. And it was like, hold on, bro. You sounded like a two-way advocate. Like, where's this Sean King coming from?
Yeah.
Coleon Noir lit him up on YouTube, and he was just looking real hypocritical. But there you go. A lot of these states, like California, they want to help usher in these gun manufacturers going bankrupt. I forget which states, like, if something happens and you die or somebody in your family dies due to gun violence, you could sue the manufacturer. So now they're taking on that liability. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to make it to where they're going to say, you know what, bro? I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to get out the ammo game. I'm going to go sell guitars or sell furniture or do something else.
Yeah, and he had the gall to, in his statement, say, we've had many attempts on my life, my family's life, at the last three homes we've lived in. Sean Cream himself. But then you just go into what he's been saying for so long. All of his armed security basically sounds like 24/7. Sounds like he has Secret Service around him at all times.
It sounds like he got a whole bunch of money from the grift.
Oh, yeah.
So he's never admitted to being white.
No.
Okay. Martin Luther Cream tripping.
I actually want to play something for you, because we talked about this on Thursday, and I think maybe Wednesday's episode as well. It's from, do you follow the Epic Times?
Yeah,
right?
I'm familiar.
I'm going to have to just get their subscription too, add to the list, because they're just, they make such good content, right? Any chance you started the Jordan Peterson on the Daily Wire?
What's it called? Dragons?
Something? It's Monsters, Dragons, and Men. It's really good. Last time I mentioned it, I said every guy needs to watch it. And then also, before I play the video, Rogan had a guy on who hosts Modern Wisdom. It's a podcast / YouTube channel. Really, really good. Because a lot of what we've talked about on the show, he was kind of breaking down. And he also has like a British accent, so it was a little bit more intelligent sounding. But we were talking about globalists. You were talking about Maoists and never apologizing. So this video by Epic Times, I think, is kind of sums up a lot of the stuff that we've talked about. I hope it plays correctly when I move it over.
Globalism and communism are two manifestations of the same phenomenon. Globalism is communism. Communism is globalism. Communism is the senior partner in this enterprise. If the Communist Party of China collapsed tomorrow, the World Economic Forum would be over. On the other hand, the World Economic Forum collapsed tomorrow, the Communist Party of China would just make another one. Klaus Schwab, he is the puppet of Xi Jinping and the Vladimir Putin. He is just a tool to take down the West.
Ooh.
Bruh.
This is what we're trying to tell y'all, bro.
When are people going to start asking more questions about this stuff?
They're not. It's going to be a while.
Luckily, Tripoli's got Rogan talking about the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab right now on GRE. Shout out to Sam Tripoli again.
Shout out to Sam Tripoli. I texted him today because I was listening, and he said, there's no such thing as reality. There's only perception.
Right, right.
And that's very true, because that's how the human brain works, man. Like, you know, whatever. It's not what's really tangibly happening. It's, you're gonna perceive it one way, I'll perceive it as the same way, and that's part of the reason why some people might be like, bro, you're just a fucking coconut sellout, and I'm not, nothing you're saying right now, Chingo or Rob, whoever, is registering with me. Like, why should I be worried about Klaus Schwab when I'm worried about Tiger? You know what I'm saying? Oh,
perfect.
Why am I worried about the CCP if I'm worried about intersectionality and white privilege and white supremacy that's in my community? Dude, do you know that some black folk went to protest at the radio station at Power 106 over the Gil Tiger video?
No.
And they went, they were Bro, there's a video on YouTube. They're all in the lobby. First, they're outside. It wasn't a big protest. It was like a handful of people.
12 people.
But still, it's like, goddamn. Okay, now they trying to get their little grift out of it to see what they can, how they can spin that into some leverage.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bro, I'm offended. I'm a victim. Here's what I want. Y'all got to take down the Gil video with Tiger. And everybody trying to take down each other's shit.
You still don't see how this works?
And then this whole thing then spun. I'm so over this thing.
I know. It's like 5 days, like five episodes we mentioned it.
So pinche novela. So I'm going to just save this sentence and then I'll hand it over.
Okay.
Then it spun off into like this, hey, Adam 22 from No Jumper, you're white, you're culture vulture because you're white. Mm. And that's how this works. And now I got to get something. You know what I mean? It's like, you're white, bro. You have no say. How dare you have this platform? And I understand Gil's thing is like, bro, you're posting fake news that's out of context and you got all these people thinking I'm racist.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is idiot think.
Yeah.
People haven't figured out context yet. People just go with it. Like, you're problematic. Mm-hmm. You've been problematic for a long time and you're white adjacent.
A lot of things you say are white, right leaning.
Your proximity to whiteness. And it's just like, oh my God, no. Pump the brakes. We can't. It's everywhere. The wokeness, the Marxism, the intersectionality. For example, Marisol, okay, I'll start it over. I'm a Latino. I'm oppressed, according to y'all's rules. My wife is Latina. She's more oppressed than me because she has the gender thing. She's female. But if there's a Latina lesbian female, she's more oppressed than all of us because of her sexuality. But then, if there's a trans Latino, I think he's even more oppressed because now he's trans.
But then there's trans bi.
No, but here's the thing. Hold on. This is the last one. Now my little soliloquy. Okay, he's trans, but he's not gender fluid or pansexual. Or now whoever that person is even more oppressed. And it just never fucking ends. And somehow, some way, it can all be used against each other. So when it's convenient, I'm an oppressed Latino. When it's convenient, hey, I have some white Tino. I'm white proximity to whiteness because I'm not black. I'm not Afro-Latino. Afro-Latino comes and is even more oppressed than me, my wife, and perhaps even the lesbian Latina, and so fucking forth. I don't know how to keep up. I can't. I'm done.
You said it really well, and people have talked about this in the same kind of context and have failed to say it the way that you've perfectly worded it. At this point, 2 years ago, is the oppressed Olympics.
Oppressed Olympics. Yeah, I didn't make that up.
I heard it from you first, and I haven't heard anybody since use that phrase, so I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you. If it's fake news, fact check me. But the oppressed Olympics is exactly what it is. My soul mentioned something yesterday, which was, I think, the trans bi thing. Where if you're trans, you're oppressed a certain way. But if I think she used the example of Jenner. What's
Chris? Caitlyn.
Caitlyn. So
Caitlyn. Hey, do not say the B word. Don't say B-R-U-C-E.
So Caitlyn is a female, was a man, but still has his dong. Her dong. It's dong.
So he only cross-dressing, really.
Right. But still,
is he on hormones? She?
Yeah, has to. I mean, so just she's on the voice, right? So, but
No. Like, is she on estrogen?
I would assume.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, but
because you can go buy some titties
for sure.
They sell titties now.
Yeah, wigs. You know, buddy with a wig and all
for
that.
Sure, yeah, buddy with a wig.
Well, then you get to that point. She still likes
coochie
women. Yeah, correct. Yeah,
so he's a lesbian.
So it's a bi thing now, yeah. Right?
Well, so, the whole Ellen person whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ellen. Well, yeah. But then again, that person would then on the oppressed Olympics, whatever barometer would be even more oppressed than just
than
regular.
Caitlin?
Yeah. I mean, right?
I don't know, because she's turning into a straight male. She done went full circle.
But
she's in a heterosexual relationship now, Robert.
Is she?
I don't know.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Like, these people don't understand that still. They're still to this day.
Bro, shit getting so goofy, bro. You can't have a Betsy Ross flag on your Twitter header. You can't have a Punisher sticker on your damn pickup truck.
So this was news to me. Leaked documents show FBI equating Second Amendment beliefs with violent extremism.
It's a God-given right. It's in the Constitution. Come on, son.
FBI whistleblower leaks domestic terrorism symbols, guide on militia violent extremists.
Look, everybody, real quick. Everybody that was like, Chingo, you a sellout. How dare you vote for the man called us rapists? Okay. Look at us now. y'all didn't give a man the benefit of the doubt. You didn't hear the part where he was like, not all, you know?
Yeah.
Many are good people, I assume. Okay, he's trying to obviously remind y'all, motherfucker, I'm not being racist in public. I'm trying to make a point of what's coming into the country. There are rapists coming into the country. We can't sugarcoat no more. All right? So people said, Rob, you a sellout. Chingo, you a sellout. How dare you? Sorry, bro. I don't want to put the heat on
no,
you.
No, I mean, I just keep it on I've me. Been hearing it for years, too, in the DMs.
Like, you're a sellout because you voted for the man called as rapist. How dare you turn your back on your people? All right. Look at us now, bro. Now you got more IRS about to be in your mix. Don't think they only going to tax the rich, right? People are like, oh, it's only for those who make $400,000 or more, bingo. There's one. Take that out of context if you want. Also, we got, what else? More IRS, more Fed power. The Feds, could just, they just going around, they full-time trying to just psyop all day, every day. We're going to pretend we're going to kidnap the governor and we're going to get some crash dummy militia boys just to make the white militia boys look bad. So none of y'all get no ideas and we're going to fuck around have a Waco, Texas, Ruby Ridge around this bitch.
Mara Flores this morning was posting about that, the Inflation Reduction Act and how it would raise taxes on anybody that made less than $200,000. What was he running on again? Remind me in the audience.
Congratulations. Y'all played yourself.
What did he say he would never do?
Not build a foot of wall.
Well, oh yeah, that's another one. I was going to say tax anybody that made under $400,000.
He said he wasn't going to tax y'all. He's taxing you with inflation.
Mm-hmm.
He's taxing you with the pump, but it's Putin's price hike, right? Let me get that right. Sorry. The regime going to come up in here.
Get your shit straight.
Now you got more ATF knocking on doors. Now, if I'm not mistaken, bro, some of these new rules they putting out when it comes to the pistols and the firearms and all that. I saw a YouTube video or two or three. Google, don't snitch on me.
Your algorithm's on a list, boy.
Yeah, I'm on a list. What was I saying? Oh, according to the rules, it's like, oh, you can't have that. You can have that, but you can't have that because that one looks scary. And that one got the little shoulder, the bump stock thing. And this one, oh, you got over 10 rounds in that magazine? Yeah, not in my country.
Locally or federally or what?
I think they try to do it federal. They try to do it federal.
Do you hear about the guy here in Houston with the ghost guns? Or the 3D printed nonsense?
Yeah, right up the street.
Yep.
He showed up to the Baptist church on Wheeler where the mayor, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know who all was involved. They're trying to do a gun buyback. They're taking, I don't know who showed up to participate, right? But they did it in Third Ward.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to give you cash for your guns.
Gift cards.
Oh, not even cash. Okay. They're going to try to basically bribe you to turn in your extra weapons if you got any. Right, there's no such thing.
Right,
so that is the end of the teaser. All right, if you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content, so head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right, see you there, patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sauce.